And welcome back to Social, the Power of Relationships podcast. I am Josh.
And I'm Jason.
And today we're going to be talking about, we'll start out with online profiles, right?
Yes. And before we do that, I have a quote for you guys to start us too. This is from a gentleman by the name of Pat Flynn. I read his book called Will It Fly? And I really loved this quote. He said, share items that are relevant to the group and provide value in every post. When you do this, you will get noticed and you will build trust with those who are there. Now, he's referring to online groups like Facebook groups, meetup.com type of groups, Twitter, where you're part of this community online and you're sharing posts that are relevant to that community. And that's one of the ways, one of the things that shows up in our online profiles.
Yeah. Okay. So online profiles, then that's basically your digital version of yourself, right?
It is.
I mean, that's, and you have a profile in the various different social media platforms, right? Like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and any other social media platform out there. But your online profile is basically just the digital representation of who you are. Right?
That's right. And it's a way that you are able to express who you are, what your values are, and it gives other people opportunities to relate and connect with you.
Yeah.
So it's the place that we all start when trying to connect with people online.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most crucial parts of establishing value. When I was traveling the world and I was a part of these online communities like Couchsurf, Workaway, the profile was key in developing that relationship quickly to help people trust you. Because on that profile, you can showcase images of where you've been, who you are, and also it's a place where they other people can give reviews on what a type of person you are in that community. And it also just gives you an opportunity to explain what you like and what your values are.
Yeah. You mentioned in the book, you talked about themes in your social online profiles. And I thought that was a really interesting way to look at it. I think a theme, well, define for me what you mean by a theme in an online profile.
Yeah. It's basically a core value that kind of is underlying everything else that you do. In the book, I explain a little bit of my friend. His name is, there's Jake. There's so many of my friends, actually. Jake Connor or what was his name? I can't believe
it. Your friend.
Andrew Moore. And anyway, I could name my friends. I don't know if they'd appreciate that now that I think about it, but I love them. They're awesome. Anyway, they all have certain underlining values. Majority of them have music as their underlining value, where when you go to their profile, they always have something about the music they're working on.
Yeah.
Or play theory or acting would be another one. Where these themes or these core values kind of are always showcased in one form or another in certain profiles. Now, your Facebook profile is a broader profile. I'm talking more on the lines of a profile on something like Couchsurf.
On a more specific platform.
Yeah, exactly. Or LinkedIn. LinkedIn would be the ideal place to have underlining themes. Like, LinkedIn, if for those who don't know what LinkedIn is, a business community where you basically post your resume. You know, it's kind of a profile. Your profile is your resume, and having an underlying theme of what skill sets you have, what you're good at, is what helps people to identify how you can help them and how they would hire you in the future.
Yeah, it's a way to be clear, I think, about what it is you offer as a person, mm-hmm. or in, you know, in these various more specific sites, you know, in LinkedIn, it's what you offer as a professional or a business person, or, you know, on, you mentioned Workaway, mm-hmm. It's what you offer as a traveler, you know, and what you offer as a worker in another place, you know, as you're passing through, and what you can bring to the table in that way, or what you offer as a tenant if you're going and trying to find a place to stay.
That's right.
for any, you know, amount of time in another place, which I know you have extensive experience with. Did you find that your theme as you traveled around the world, did you find that helped you to find places to stay or to work?
Yes, absolutely. So when I first started, my underlining theme was social marketing. I was a marketing director, and I posted that on there, and I kind of made sure that's what people knew what I did as work when I'm not traveling, is as I help people with their social marketing. And that allowed me to then connect with other businesses. So that's how I managed a clothing store in New Zealand, mm-hmm. for 2 months, because the host, my host, he contacted, or I contacted him first. He looked at it and he's like, oh yeah, that's exactly what we need. I need help with my marketing. So that's why I was able to go stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, I changed it to be a little bit more broad, mm-hmm. because I still didn't quite understand this theme thing yet,
yeah.
When I was traveling. But as I got more and more into this, I realized that's really what helped me to connect with people too, because not only did this theme show that I was confident, or I knew a lot about marketing, it also showed that I knew a lot about business.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if I knew about business, I also knew type of language that these type of individuals like to discuss life around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, business people versus football people talk different,
yes.
sometimes, or travelers versus people who have daily jobs. I mean, mm-hmm. the language is different,
right.
that we use, and your themes kind of identify the language that you speak. As well.
So do you find, I find this kind of an interesting concept. I think that it works probably best when you have a clear purpose for utilizing whichever social media platform you're utilizing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, for Facebook, often, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like we reduce ourselves to some kind of identifier, you know, like I am, whatever, you know, whatever it might be.
I'm a cat person.
Right. I'm a cat person or a religion, right? I'm a Mormon or I'm a Catholic or
right.
we might reduce it. And I think that
Republican.
Right. Democrat. Yeah. A political. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that there's some, I think that's not very useful to me. And I think it can be kind of damaging when we reduce the person to just one element of what they enjoy. But if you're trying to do something very specific, like for instance, when you were traveling around the world, or if you're a business and you're trying to utilize social media for a specific purpose, you know, for your business purpose, then I think that there's a lot of value in being clear about what it is you offer, what you value. And so that when people come to your profile, they know exactly immediately what it is that you bring to the table. And because sometimes we are kind of, vague or kind of, wishy-washy about what it is we do or what we offer. And that confuses people, you know.
It does. And I also see where you're coming from too, where when you establish underlining values, that can also deter people from connecting with you.
Yeah.
Like definitely when your underlining value is some type of religious or politics theme that tends to repel people from you, depending on the type of person. But it also has the potential to draw people closer as well.
Yeah, like we mentioned in the last podcast episode, we talked about how we like people who are like us, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think in that way, so defining yourself or reducing yourself to one element of who you are, it's going to be divisive. It's going to pull people in who already agree with you, and it's going to put a divider up between people who already disagree with that line of thinking. But I just think that there's so much value in as a person being able to connect with other people. Mm-hmm. So identifying or reducing ourselves to one element of our personality or our values, or, you know, just when we're trying to connect as people on a platform, I think it can be damaging to that end, you know, if we just say, this is what I, you know, this is the one thing I do. You know?
Right. It can be. It's something to definitely be aware of, because it's very important to be aware of the type of people you are attracting and the people that you're scaring away, depending on your profile or the clothing you put on in the morning or how you're acting around people. Like everything that you do, say, and feel compels or attracts people. And it's more of being aware of it and not so much being afraid of it.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do, there's always going to be people who will see you and see the values that you share and go, that's not something I want in my life.
Right. I guess I think more along the lines of like, I don't like the idea that we're curating this image of who we are that's not really true, if that makes sense.
So
I kind of misrepresented that a little bit, but like for instance on Facebook or on Instagram, just as a person, a lot of times, like, I'll, you know, how many times we'll take a picture, we'll take like 50 different pictures of ourselves, try to get the perfect lighting and the perfect angle and so that it looks good. Then we edit it, add effects, then we write and rewrite and rewrite the caption,
quote,
you know, trying to represent this perfect, flawless representation of what we want people to see when they see us. And I think that's damaging to a genuine connection, because it's not really real. It's not really who you really are. It's just who you want people to think you are.
Yeah, that's so true.
So that was more of along the lines of what I would. So just as an individual, I think that it can be damaging when you're trying to make genuine connection with people online, just as a person. But when you have a specific purpose, I think it's important to be very clear about what it is you're after or what you offer, you know, the value that you add.
Yeah, and you do have a very good point there that people can take it too far, where they try to portray something that isn't original, that's not them.
Yeah.
And that does start to affect, and that's going to hurt more than help in almost every case, that if you're trying to portray something that isn't you, then that will in the end scare more people away.
Yeah.
But there's also, that's something that I've struggled with a little bit, of understanding, so what is me? There's a person that I am now, and then there's a person I want to be.
Yeah, and there's the person you were.
And then there's a person who I was. Mm-hmm. And so which person do I portray online? Do I portray the person I want to be, or do I portray the person I am now?
Yeah.
And I think there's a balance where you show a little bit about where you're going, but you're not trying to lie that you're there already.
Yeah, I've really value vulnerability a lot, because it fosters connection and real connection. But I also do value positive thinking and living in a space of where you do want to go as well. So it can be kind of a tricky balancing act sometimes, where you feel like, okay, how much do I say, man, my life sucks, I'm feel miserable right now, because it's true in a moment it might be true for someone. Mm-hmm. And then how much do you just say, no, I want to feel better, so I'm going to put my focus on feeling better. But I think that you know, sometimes the trick is to not acknowledge and feel the negative feelings, or to acknowledge the imperfections in yourself and process them, but to then put your focus on where you want to go and what you're trying to achieve as well, and not let the negative
pull you back.
Truths kind of keep you in the same place, you know, at the same time. But I do. I think there's so much value in being vulnerable, being honest, and representing exactly what's true with you without any feeling of, you know, with a total acceptance of that truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Like that's something that I've tried to work through myself. So I've started and stopped a YouTube channel, a personal YouTube channel, a lot, where at first I tried to just share a video a day talking about my life and things like that. And there was a couple of videos that I posted that some people connected with, and other people were like, Jason, you shouldn't have that video on there just because it doesn't portray a profession. You're not professional when you do this, you know, type of thing. And people personally approached me on that. And I've since then kind of taken those ones off, or at least they're not public. Uh-huh. You know, they're still on there. They're just not public. And I had to stop and reflect on what made that difference, you know, because there's some videos where I do talk about, I'm open with the struggles I'm going through.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it in a way that, it's not degrading of myself. It's just like stating the obvious of, this is what I'm struggling through.
Yeah.
But I think what I've eventually noticed is the ones that people do connect with the most are the ones where I'm still having a positive note at the end of, this is what I'm struggling through, but this is how currently I'm going to work through it.
Yeah.
And I'll keep you posted.
Well, and I think too, right, because it's hard, because I think sometimes when we commiserate in a negative feeling with somebody, it kind of perpetuates it, or, you know, multiplies it.
It does. But you do connect with that person.
But connection is so important, right? And I mean, it's probably the most important thing in life. It's connection and finding a way to connect with people in a deep and profound way. But
is that the connection you really want with a person? Is it kind of connecting on these negative vibes of how you dislike? Like, I had this conversation once, or I actually wasn't in the conversation. It was at a party. With these different girls, and all these girls were talking about how they had said no on all these dates, and they were complaining about all the guys in their life, and it was very negative. And but these girls were connecting within this a mutual like hatred. Emotion hatred they had amongst all the boys in their life, And I was just like, this isn't something I want to be a part of myself.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can really add to this conversation, because that's not how I feel.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel that way.
Right.
Because if I did, then it's just adding to that negative feeling, and it's not helping the guys, and it's not helping myself.
Yeah.
It's not helping anyone.
Yeah.
The only thing it is doing is building a stronger relationship with those people that feel the same way.
Right. It's deepening,
a hatred.
Yeah.
A common hatred.
A commonality.
Yeah.
But I know I've thought a lot about that too, because I don't believe in shaming people who do that either. I think there's damage done there when we shame people. Oh, you shouldn't be talking about that. But I also believe in positivity, and I believe in doing good and focusing on the good as well. And so I've tried to find that line and that balance where what do I represent? What do I focus on? What do I connect with? What kind of emotions and feelings and thoughts do I do I want to connect with? And I know repression is dangerous too. You know, you don't want to repress negative feelings,
right,
or thoughts, and you don't want to do that in other people as well. But you also, so you want to feel them, you want to accept them and process them and then let them go. But that, like to your point, sometimes we don't let them go. We commiserate together and we just perpetuate the same feelings and the same negativity.
Yeah.
And we can do that online in social networks. And I think that's what we do. And that's kind of what the point of this conversation is. What do we represent on social networks and what do we not? You know, what do we represent a realistic version of ourselves that is really flawed and we're showing all of the imperfections? That's okay with me. But do we become, I think that there might be a couple of different emotions that to me that kind of kill vulnerability, and those emotions would be fear and anger.
Mm-hmm.
So like if we are honest and open about our flaws and our imperfections, but we're not ashamed of that, or we're not shaming ourselves and saying that we're bad because of these things, or
or even shaming other people because of those things.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be almost like ending on a hopeful note of this is where we are. This is what we can do about it, and this is what we hope can be done.
Yeah. So it's like, I guess the underlying theme in this, you know, to bring it full circle, is in this conversation, to me, is the valuable thing is to make sure that compassion is present all the time. So
that's
we
right.
can be vulnerable, open, and honest about our imperfections, as long as I think we have a feeling of self-compassion and compassion for other people, meaning love, right?
That's right.
Kindness and gentleness, and that we're accepting in a loving way of who we are at the core and how we value ourselves at the core, without feeling that fear of not being enough, but we're just saying this is the truth and this is what's true about us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still valuable anyway. But in that way, we're able to connect with other people who might feel that same
same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a deep conversation
that
we could have for hours, I think. But I thought it was valuable in this space to talk about what we should be representing on our social profiles.
Right.
Know?
I think that it reminds me of this one YouTuber that I think would be a good place to talk about before we end. Her name is Jaden Animations. Mm. And I find her so interesting and so entertaining. She's very funny. And her videos are basically, she animates a story about her life. So she first records her talking about something that happened in her life, and then she animates it. So she has like this little cartoon of herself that talks, and then she kind of showcases these different scenarios through her animations. And the way she does it is very funny. But she's also very open about her life and about who she is and what she struggles with. And the way she does it makes it very, I connected with her in that way, where I really can relate with her life and who she is and her themes and her values that she lives by. Mm. I thought it was really great. One of her recent videos was talking about the struggle she had with eating disorder. So she basically would stop eating. I forget what you call that.
Anorexia.
Mm. And how she hated who she was. And that's one of the reasons why you would never see her face in all these videos that she ever shared on her channel. You'd never see her face.
Yeah.
And the way she shared it and the way she's like, this is how I'm now helping to overcome it. And the way she was overcoming it is by forgetting herself and focusing on her audience and saying, the only way I can get through this is actually through helping you. type of thing is sharing this experience and making sure that that other people know that they're not alone, that this is that this is something I'm struggling with too, and you can make it because I'm making it, you know.
Yeah, to me that's there's a ton of value in that. I mean I think that's really the key little secret to making it through life and to having an abundant life is through connection with other people and you know, through helping them. And in that way, we're helping ourselves and they're helping us, really, you know.
It is. And that's one of the reasons why we come together and have this podcast is so we can connect with you guys on you guys, the listeners, and share our thoughts and connect with and be able to overcome the struggles in our life by sharing them with you.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, guys. Anything else you want to add, John?
No, I think that's a great place to end.
Okay. Well, do you guys want to continue this conversation? You can head on over to our website at gatewaygears.com or socialthepowerofrelationship.com. And on there, you can comment below on the podcast. You could also connect with us through Facebook and Twitter as well at gatewaygears.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.